We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Welcome to the Pat Mayo Experience, presented by DraftKings. Week 13, DraftKings picks and preview how to build our core lineups and stacks for the week. You want to jump around to a particular stack, hit the time code, and as always, smash likes up to the channel. That's the easy part. Play in the DraftKings Listeners League. It's not even half full right now. It's Friday. We need to fill this up or they are for sure taking away some of these spots and making it smaller. We don't want to make it smaller. This is prime time to get in on some rake-free action. We want it as big as possible. So there's 3,000 spots around, like almost 1,500 are taken right now. Need your help to go fill this up. Grab all three spots. Okay. If you want to play the best lineups in the Pat Mayo Experience Listeners League, highly recommend runthesims.com for all your optimals, for all your projections, customizations with your stacks and builds, everything of that nature. runthesims.com/mayo to get yourself 10% off. Tambo is in San Diego. He is competing for his share of, he has two lineups, so I guess technically he could win like $350K. But he did say that if one of the lineups comes inside the top three, he's given 10% away to you, the good viewers of the Pat Mayo Experience out there. And we'll figure out how we're going to do those draws. But send good vibes, best wishes at Toetag and Tambo on Twitter as he soaks in the sun. Maybe he'll come back not looking as white, but I feel like looking at his complexion, that is impossible. Filling in for Tambo today, friend of the show, fan favorite from FTN. Is it FTN Network? Well, what's the FTN link we should send people to, Meanie?
Yeah, FTNFantasy.com. I guess FTN Daily, I suppose, because this is a daily show and we're talking some DFS. Good stuff from Tambo, man. That guy's a boss. I'm wishing him all the best as well. Hopefully he can take it down for the good people. I'm sure he's going to have a fantastic time this weekend.
Well, he ends up winning a bunch of money every time that he's not in the studio, so this couldn't really have worked out better for him.
Perfect. Yeah, I'll take the hit here. I'll join the show. Love chopping it up with you and your viewers, and we'll have Tambo take down all the cash for everybody, and hopefully is a big weekend. Should be a fun slate, really. We got three games flirting with 50 point totals, two for sure. I think the Jacksonville one has dropped down to like 49.5. Deshaun Watson's back, and a lot of running backs in some smash spots this week, so it should be a fun slate.
So let's get to the optimal from Run the Sims. This would be like the cash lineup of the week. And again, this is Friday. We don't have all of the information in as it pertains to injuries, playing time. Like, is CMC really going to play 100% of the snaps? Maybe. Maybe he plays like 30% because he's still banged up. Although reports are working back to his favor at this point. But here's what the lineup looks like when you just optimize. It is Joe Burrow at quarterback, Damian Pierce and Travis Etienne at running back. We don't have full confirmation on Etienne yet of whether or not he's going to be full go, though it looks like he is. Got Zay Jones at receiver, Garrett Wilson at receiver, the two cheapies from last week pop again. Cortland Sutton as the third receiver, Greg Dulcich as the tight end, Josh Jacobs as the flex, and the Minnesota Vikings defense is what we're seeing for the optimals right now. I don't like that lineup, personally. Like, it's really weirdly uncorrelated, and we're using a running back and receiver from the Jags on the team and two Broncos. Don't know exactly if that's where I want to go with that lineup, but I did want to take a look at the the optimal percentages by position. And we'll start at running back with that. Damian Pierce is the one that pops out the most. And people are super concerned about Damian Pierce, but he's only $5,900 against the worst run defense in football. Do you worry about a rookie wall here that they get down big in this game, or do you think he's going to be fine?
I am a little bit worried about the wall. I think we've already seen it, but I want to give him a little bit of credit still. A couple weeks ago when he played Washington, I mean, Washington, what we know is they have a really good run defense, and he had 10 carries in that game. He had 8 yards. There's a lot of good running backs that have went up against the Commanders and have not had success. The biggest thing for me is at least he's had 9 targets in the last 2 games. He's done a whole lot with those targets. He's got 5 of those 9 targets, only for 16 receiving yards. But as you mentioned, this is a fantastic spot against Cleveland. He should be able to have some success. This is the Texans Super Bowl. Let's be honest, right? It's going to be a hostile environment in Houston with Deshaun Watson coming back. You can run on the Browns. How great is Deshaun going to be? He hasn't thrown football in an NFL game in over 700 days. Is just going to come in and light up his former team? It's a possibility. He could have 3 or 4 passing touchdowns in this game. But I still think that given this price, and the fact that everybody in the fantasy community is sour on Damian Pierce, they feel like he's hit that rookie wall. He's already had more touches. I mean, he passed the amount of touches he had in college last year a couple weeks ago. So this is a new feeling for him having this type of workload. But, man, only 15 carries over the last 2 games. Patty should be fresh. It's a good spot. It's a good price. If he finds the end zone, he's definitely going to return value. This is by far the cheapest he's ever been. And out of all those names that you listed earlier to start, he's one of my favorite. Like, not a top 5 running back for me this week, but given the price, he's one of my favorite players.
Yeah, points per dollar, you could make a very clear argument for him to be at the top of the pile. Obviously, at the top of the optimal rate, he's there when you simulate this slate 10,000 times. The top 5, 4 of them are drawing a ton of ownership. The 5th guy is not. And I think, I don't know if he's going to be a linchpin this week, but it'll be very interesting to try to fill out stacks with him in it. And that's probably where I want to start with the stacks. With the top 5 at running back, Pierce, Etienne, 1-2, Josh Jacobs, Austin Eckler playing against each other. Bad defenses. This should turn out great for both those guys. However, ownership is just funneling into all of those guys. Less so on Eckler because he's so expensive. But no ownership, 5th and off optimal rate, Christian McCaffrey is right there. What do you do with Christian McCaffrey?
Oh, man. Like, if I'm playing 3 lineups, he's not on any of them. Okay. You know what I mean? Like, if I'm playing single entry, I'm not going there. If I'm just playing 3 max, I'm not going there. I'd have to have about 10 lineups. You know, he is super expensive. Our ownership, he doesn't even check in for us as a top 5 guy, so that's pretty appealing. I don't know if he moves into double-digit ownership, but he's not 100%, and you got Shanahan there. Would you be shocked if Tevin Coleman was active this week, Pat, and Tevin Coleman was getting a couple carries? Everybody's talking about Mason and Terry and Davis Price, but we haven't seen Shanahan want to give CMC a full workload, and now he's not 100%. And I feel like they're just kind of scaling him back into the playoffs and keeping him fresh. I'd roll the dice a little bit, but there's just so many other guys. You mentioned Eckler and Jacobs. I mean, Chubb in this spot against the Texans.
Derrick Henry,
the Eagles have not been able to stop the run all year. He should be able to smash against Philly. And the Eagles don't try to sell out the run. They just don't want to give play. So I do not think that their game plan changes at all this week. So, and Henry's having a career year in terms of receiving yards and catches and targets out of the backfield too. So it's another element that I just don't want to mess around with CMC. I just don't see a huge ceiling for him, even though that this game should be a fun one between the Dolphins and the 49ers. What do you do with him?
I don't know, because I do want to play a few Tua stacks, and I feel like in those Tua stacks, I probably want to have CMC. Maybe Ayuk is just the better option. Kittle is a better option as the run back with that, but I just know no one's going to use CMC, and probably for good reason.
Yeah, I know. We have him at 7% right now.
I have him at
5. There are running backs. Yeah, I mean, well, geez, 5, you can name 20 running backs on there that are going to check in with a higher ownership. And that's exciting, right? Especially we're talking tournaments here, big prizes. Like in cash, I don't think you can roll them out to double ups. You're not doing it. But for a guy that could be 5% owned in what could be a high, you know, event game, the 49ers haven't allowed a point in 4 consecutive second halves, and they didn't allow a point at all last week. But Miami's got a top 3 offense in terms of yards per game. So I feel like they should be able to push the pace a little bit. I would say Tua probably tosses a couple touchdowns. And if that's the case, the value is with CMC through the air.
right? I just don't feel like he's going to have 15 plus carries. I think he could catch 5 or 6 passes.
Yeah, if he catches 5 or 6 passes, like 12 to 13 carries is fine as long as he's getting the goal line work, which I don't know if that's going to be the case or not. Yeah, definitely not a given. And I do like, I actually picked up Tevin Coleman in my deep season long league. It's like, I might need someone to fill in here. Right. This is back when I thought that McCaffrey might actually miss this week, although that doesn't seem to be in the cards at this point. The problem is with these pay up running backs is that it's going to be so easy to get to the mid-tier running back, I think, because you have, you have Jamal Williams, who no one ever wants to use. No one is using this week, but he's only $6,000. He'll score 8 touchdowns. People will be like, fluke. I'm the person who makes that case every single week. And Tampa's like, you should just play Jamal Williams at this point. Like, honestly. But ETN's 64. Montgomery's 62. Najee Harris is 61. I don't think he's going to play, but it looks like Jaylen Warren is going to be back. I would expect him to be the lead. He's $4,900. Antonio Gibson, we're not sure if he's going to play. That makes Brian Robinson $5,300. We talked about Pierce, $5,900. It does seem like a week in one of these like large total games where if you stack up the Chiefs or the Bengals, hell, even the Lions at this point, is going to start getting pretty pricey, that this is where I'm thinking that most people end up with their lineup builds.
In this mid-tier with these running backs?
Yeah.
I feel like most people will spend up. I honestly feel like most people will spend up at the running back position, maybe take some of the values. You mentioned Zay Jones. I wouldn't get crazy with these Broncos. I mean, they're just so atrocious. I don't care who they're playing. They can't score any points. So I'm not really interested in Sutton and Dulcich, but you mentioned Brian Robinson. He's pretty interesting to me. Could he fall into maybe a bell cow role here against the Giants? If there's no Gibson, we know that there's no McKissick. He's already dominating the touches on the ground anyways. He hasn't been super efficient. He's coming off his most efficient game, 105 yards against a weak Falcons defense. Now he's going up against a Giants defense that can't stop the run. So if you're going to give him 18 to 20 touches on the ground, and if he could fall into maybe, I don't know, 3 or 4 catches – at $5,300, he had 23 points last week. He had 2 grabs for 20 yards. He had a receiving touchdown. He's back-to-back. Actually, he didn't have a touchdown week against the Texans, but he's had 2 touchdowns in his last 3 games, and they were really strong runs, man. Like, he was already getting the goal line work. I don't think Gibson's going to play in this game. So I think out of all those backs that you mentioned, apart from what we talked about, Damian Pierce, I think he's the most interesting to me. Jamal Williams, you're right. Nobody plays this guy, and he scores a touchdown every week, and he's going to score a touchdown this week too. It's a 50-point game. He's going to get the goal line work. It's just what he does, man. This is just what it is. Jamal Williams, double-digit touchdowns every single week. Good price, good matchup. Out of those guys that are on the board that are staring at me, yeah, those are the two that kind of jump out of the page, man. Robinson could be pretty sneaky here at 5,300.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, we're not going to know until the Gibson information is released because it's a plus matchup. They're favorites even on the road. He had that receiving touchdown last week, and we were all worried about what he could do in the receiving game, but apparently they were fine with using him there. Yeah, you could be like 20 touches at $5,300. I kind of look at Jaylen Warren the same way, though. I don't think Najee's going to play. If he's back, it's a nice situation for Pittsburgh against Atlanta. Again, one of the better matchups that you can have all week, and he's $4,900. The issue becomes, if you go to the wide receivers, you have like the top 5 in terms of optimals are Amon-Ra, Keenan Allen, Zay Jones, Garrett Wilson, Cortland Sutton. But to look at those guys, Zay Jones is $4,900. Garrett Wilson's still only $5,300. Cortland Sutton is $5,500. You could squeeze in Adam Thielen. Drake London against Pittsburgh, who doesn't match up well with some of these big body guys, is $4,700. Yeah. Like, you can kind of make it work at the bottom end of both running back, or at least the mid to bottom of wide receiver and running back this week. So I really think it comes down to what stacks you actually want to build out and then see what you have left at these positions.
Yeah, absolutely. Figure out your stacks from, you know, quarterback, wide receiver, and then you can fill it out. But for me, I you're mentioning some of these wide receivers in this price range, and I feel like that's where I'm going to live with maybe 2 of my 3 wide receivers. I do want to spend up at the running back position. My one thing with Pittsburgh, we do have a history of Tomlin. Whoever is that next man up, I guess, is going to get the workload. But do you have any fear at all of Benny Snell kind of just getting in the way and having some touches? I don't know if it's a guarantee that it's all going to be Warren if there's no Najee. Like, Snell, I thought he played okay in the game against the Colts. He ran out the clock, had a couple nice runs. I could see him getting the goal line work, you know, for the Steelers if they were there over Jaylen Warren. So that's my only issue there. We'll see what happens. Snell is also questionable. But these wide receivers in this range, like Thielen 5K, right? Sauce, you know, you got to feel like Sauce is going to be on Justin Jefferson, so he can open up some holes there. Zay Jones is going to be very, very chalky, but 24 targets in his last two games. It's hard, really hard to ignore his price at $4,900. Donovan Peoples-Jones is in that range too. We don't know who Deshaun Watson's go-to guy is going to be. Donovan Peoples-Jones has been pretty consistent over the past couple of weeks. Doesn't have the touchdowns, but he's going to get an upgrade here at the quarterback position. Is it going to be Amari Cooper? Maybe he spreads it out to both of these guys, but I think the deep ball, the deep threat in this offense for Cleveland is Donovan Peoples-Jones. He went like five games in a row with a long catch of 37 yards. Doesn't take him too much to, you know, to rack up the yards and like four or five grabs he could get to the century mark. He's kind of interesting to me as well.
Let's talk defenses very quickly just to see who, when we're building out these lineups, which like bad defense that we can plug in and we feel pretty good about. The Titans are the cheapest D on the slate. Isn't that crazy for a team that actually has a good defense?
Yeah, it is. I guess what's DraftKings probably thinking, it's strength on strength, that these two teams are just going to run the ball against each other and the game's going to be over pretty quickly. I don't know. Like that's possible, but this is a team that can get some pressure on the quarterback. And one thing I've noticed with the Eagles, especially this season, is they will play to, like, they'll get away from what their game plan should be. Like, this is a team that wants to run the football, but you can throw in the Titans. So I don't know if they, like, they just come off a game last week where they had about 400 rushing yards. I don't know if they're just going to run the rock nonstop. I'd say they'll try to exploit the weaknesses of the Titans secondary and throw the rock on, you know, to AJ and to Devontae. And that could potentially create some turnovers with, you know, getting some pressure on the quarterback. But it is surprising because they are the best run defense in football, according to Football Outsiders. They also have a top 12 pass DVOA, even though they give up some explosive plays to wide receivers. So it is pretty shocking to see $2,200. I may play them in one or two, but I think it's going to be a slow pace game with, I don't think we'll see a lot of scoring.
I think A.J. Brown is in a position to have a very nice game against this defense, just throwing up jump balls to A.J. Brown all the way down the field. And just, he's going to out-muscle guys in a revenge situation. Don't forget that. You know, he really wants it this week. He wants to score the three touchdowns like he did against the Steelers. But I'm just looking at it right now. I think there are four defenses, honestly, $2,600 and below that you can use to fill out your lineups. Like the Steelers against Atlanta, I think is a nice play. The Jets at Minnesota, I think is a really nice play. Broncos at Baltimore. I mean, Baltimore hasn't shown anything on offense. They're $2,400. And then you can go to the Titans if you really need the money at $2,200. I mean, I would take my chances with it. I think you're going to see a lot of people do it if they need it. But those four defenses in particular, you just play a rotation of those if you're playing a bunch of lineups, I think.
Absolutely, I agree. I have those three of those that you mentioned on my list here. The Steelers and the Jets are two defenses I'm very interested in. You're starting to see Pittsburgh turn the corner a little bit, not just offensively, but defensively as well. They're starting to get healthy, get some guys back into their lineup. Their schedule is super tough to start the season. And now I don't believe in Marcus Mariota. Nobody believes in Marcus Mariota. He doesn't have anybody to throw the football to, right? Drake London is not getting any targets. It's another team that wants to run the rock, but they can get a couple sacks here. And I really like this Jets defense. And if you just look at DraftKings points per game and just keep it simple, 8.5. It's the fourth most DraftKings points per game on the slate. The Eagles are one, the Niners are two, the Ravens are three. And look at the prices of those three defenses, 3-8, 3-1, Niners, and four. You're saving a lot of bucks here. And it's Kirk Cousins. Like, he's shown us some great things, but it's still Kirk Cousins. He's also prone to the interception. This Jets defense is pretty solid, man. It's keeping them in the playoff race. So I love that call at $2,600.
When PXG says nobody makes golf clubs the way that they do, they're not lying. The PXG clubs I now have are absolutely incredible. So when I heard about their new Black Ops driver, the driver that promises you don't have to sacrifice distance for forgiveness, I had to try it because they call me the sandwich on the tee box. I got an awful lot of slice, and I've spent the past 3 years trying to work that out of my game. So I had one driver, then I had another driver, and then I went to a swing coach. I'm still going to my swing coach, and I went to a PXG location for a fitting and got my Black Ops driver, perfectly tailored to me. But here's the sneaky thing. When you're average height like Pat Mayo, not a whole lot of fitting you need to do. Clubs are made for you, but if you're taller, if you're shorter, you need to go to a PXG location to make sure that it's perfect for you to get that Black Ops driver with the breakthrough in driver technology. Because let's face it, we're not the guys that we're betting on all season long. We have some struggles when it comes to the game of golf, but we do want to get better. Like, I'm actively trying to get better. I took myself down from a 20 handicap to a 10 handicap, and I'm really hoping that without losing a bunch of balls and adding distance, adding accuracy this year, that I can get into that single digits. Maybe even try to challenge like breaking 75 this year. I broke 80 last year, hoping to break 75 at least once this year. And I do think with my new PXG Black Ops driver that I might be able to accomplish that. It's at least given me the best chance that I have. It has more forgiveness, more distance without sacrificing anything. Game changer has been thrown around so much it's really lost meaning. But trust me when I tell you, the PXG driver is a true game changer. You'll be as impressed with it as I am. So learn more and get free shipping on all equipment at pxg.com/mayo and use code mayo at checkout. That's pxg.com/mayo, code mayo for free shipping on all equipment. pxg.com/mayo, code mayo.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
So let's try to build out some of these stacks to see what we're left with. So I want to build a Tua stack to start off with. I think this is a fun game to try to attack. I think it's easiest to attack it from the Dolphins side because you know where the ball was going to go on the Dolphins offense, where you really have no idea on the Niners side. So Tua, Waddle, right. Hill, triple stack. I have it currently coming back with Kittle at $5,000. It fills out my tight end slot. Obviously, then I can't go dumpster diving at tight end if I wanted to save some money that way. But Jets D, you throw in there at $2,600, and we're left with two running backs, a receiver, and a flex at $4,900 of the average salary. That's why I think that like Warren and Brian Robinson end up becoming super valuable pieces this week, because you can fill those guys in, no problem. And if you want to build one of these super stacks with the expensive wide receivers, which most stacks are going to be, that's why I feel like a lot of people are going to fall in that position.
Yeah, so what do you got here? I'm building it out with you as well. Tua, Hill, Waddle, Kittle, you got Jets D in there.
Yeah.
So you will have to spend down at the running back position. Yeah, you'll have to get involved with
Brian Robinson.
As you mentioned, maybe, yeah, Brian Robinson, maybe Warren in there as well. Yeah, Brian Robinson pretty good here at $5,300. Even if you went to, let's see, you could go to Warren. Do you have enough bucks maybe to get up to Pierce? And what does that leave you with? $4,100 to fill out a wide receiver and to fill out a flex.
Like, that's tough, because like who do you see at the bottom of wide receiver that like in that $4,000 range that you would feel any sort of comfortability with? Like, we also did talk about as well, like, if Michael Carter misses this game for the Jets, would you go to Bam Knight? He's only $4,600.
I think I would. Yeah, I think he showed me enough last week, and I hear some rumbles, you know, the past couple weeks of him showing up in practice, and you just like, ah, it's Jets practice, whatever, like, who cares? But the fact that James Robinson wasn't active last week tells me a lot. It tells me a lot that they feel like Bam Salah feels like Bam is is worthy of some touches, and he was last week and looked pretty good. I mean, he dominated a lot of the first and second down opportunities. I don't expect this game to be a blowout either way. I would expect it to be tight. So if they were Ty Johnson may just be limited. It's like a couple targets here and there, and then Bam gets in there. So if Carter doesn't play, there you go. Like, there's a running back. You don't even maybe have to go to Pierce. You can take out Pierce and chuck in Bam, and then you have a little bit more to work with, because I'm looking at wide receivers in the low end range to answer your question. Sub 4.5, I'm not seeing a whole lot here. Like, I don't mind Matt Collins at 4.6. I think that could be a really explosive game. Nico Collins at 4.2, potentially.
Yeah,
but I don't know where the upside really lies with him.
Yeah, especially with Kyle Allen at quarterback. The one I actually kind of looked at, and I was very surprised about what this price point was, is Byron Pringle's $3,000. There's no Darnell Mooney. Claypool is already banged up. I don't know if it's going to be Fields starting. It's looking more and more likely that it is going to be Fields at this point. But he was the one, he came back. Once Mooney went down, he was the one running in the Mooney spot that he caught a touchdown last week. That's great. That was against the Jets, who have a much better defense than the Packers do. That if you're going to take a gamble, hopefully he can go like 4 for 44 and a touchdown. I don't know if that's enough, but that's seemingly the only way you can make one of these lineups work, with a lineup that you actually like at the same time.
That's not bad. It's not a bad call, right? Fields, it does sound like Fields is going to play. It's probably not the right call, but you could tell the Bears want to do whatever they can to beat the Packers, right? That's really what it's all about. A win against the Packers this Sunday with Justin Fields, and that's their Super Bowl.
That's such a such a stupid way to look at things, by the way.
It is. I agree. It's, you have your franchise quarterback who has set records over the past few weeks. He's clearly not 100%. He wants to play. What are you doing? Right? What are you doing? You're still losing these games with Justin Fields, so that's great. You're going to have a good draft pick, but I know. It's absolutely silly, but there's nobody else to catch passes, to your point there. So, I don't know. Is Cole Kmet season back on? Maybe. Yeah. But Pringle, potentially. I agree with you. I'm not into him as well. What about
like Zaccheaus is 36.
Yeah. What about, let's get even crazier here. What about Sky Moore at 3,100 in this high total game? Back-to-back weeks with five targets, or six targets and five catches. He cannot return a punt. Stop making him return punts. I was with you when we watched that game. That was his second muff putt. He had another one last week. My goodness. But there's no Kadarius Toney. This guy can't get on the field. MVS is on the field running routes, but he's not really doing a whole lot with them. They don't really have a great run game. The last time these two teams played was roughly this time of the year as well. It was a shootout. Both teams exploded offensively. Mahomes is spreading around to a lot of different wide receivers, but Pat, it's back-to-back weeks now. Six targets, five grabs. He's starting to play more snaps, starting to run more routes. I guess it makes a little bit more sense if you got the KC stack in there, but at $3,100, I don't know, that's not too bad. The other guy is the Jet, right, is Elijah Moore. I don't know, he caught a touchdown last week, but at 3,700, he's another guy that maybe, new quarterback. Mike White spread it around a little bit last week too.
Yeah,
and it's definitely beneficial for him that it's not Zach Wilson under center.
Yes, that's very true. What's DeMarcus Robinson this week? He's $4,000. He dropped a touchdown last week. Obviously, he didn't have the usage that we saw the week before when he had like the double-digit targets. That wasn't happening, but he was still utilized in the red zone. Baltimore just can't convert, which is a problem for their offense, and now they're playing against Denver. It's not a great situation to be in. But even these mid-four guys, you mentioned Matt Collins. Like, Drake London is right there. I don't love Drake London, but it's a pretty good price for him. And then you have Treylon Burks sandwiched in between them. I hate Treylon Burks, but apparently he's okay.
I think he's okay. Yeah, you shouldn't have to deal with Slay, even though Slay's given up some big plays lately too. Six targets in three straight games. I just feel, again, I go back to what I think the Titans will do, and it's around the rock. Right? Washington went into the link and did it perfectly. Slowed the pace down, ran the football. I just can't see Philly stopping Derrick Henry here. So I don't see a ton of explosive plays from Treylon Burks. I would probably avoid him. I'd maybe just risk Drake London at that point at 4-7, even though this guy he does nothing. I take it back. I don't want to play Drake London, Pat.
Okay.
I don't want
to do it, man. That's fair.
There doesn't seem to be any upside for the guy. That's all.
The only other thing we can kind of do in this situation. So let's put in Pierce. I'm going to check Pierce into this lineup. And
Pierce and Robinson?
Yeah, Pierce and Robinson is our running backs. It gives us $4,100 for a receiver and a flex. That means we could pay down at tight end as a flex and then alleviate some of that, you know, if we can get back up to. I just don't know if we can save enough is the problem. That becomes, okay, let's switch Jets D out to Titans D and go to the very bottom and see what we can do with that. And Titans D, $2,200. All right, now we have $4,300. You can throw like Fryermuth if you wanted to.
Yep.
Into the flex.
Yeah.
And see what happens then.
Even you could put in Sky Moore at the wide receiver as your third wide out with Hill and Waddle. You got Robinson and Pierce. You still have the Jets D, and then you have $5,200 left. You can go TJ Hawkinson if you want. TJ Hawkinson, man, his four games here with the Vikings been pretty impressive. 9 targets in 3 of the 4, 6 last week, touchdown. Since he's arrived with the Vikings over the last 4 weeks, he's top 5 in targets. He's top 5 in red zone targets. He has 3 end zone targets. He's getting utilized pretty well. And if we do believe that Sauce Gardner is going to be on Justin Jefferson, now, Justin Jefferson's an absolute stud. I do believe that he can win a lot of those matchups against Sauce. But Gardner showed us that he's going to be an elite corner in this league. So if Cousins has the yips, which he did in a matchup against the Eagles earlier in the year when he was throwing to Jefferson early, and then Slay was all over him, had 2 picks, and then he just stopped throwing to Justin Jefferson. That could be the case here. I could see out of these elite tight ends to pay up for, obviously we have to save him a little bit of cash. Like Kelsey's fantastic. We can't get there. 5-2 for Hawkinson's pretty decent. Like I'm not interested in Everett. Fryermuth, not bad. I think he's a pretty good play if you wanted to upgrade on Sky Moore. Njoku's a bit of a risk, but again, an upgrade here at the quarterback position. Those three guys, pretty good options. Sky Moore is interesting.
I like Moreau too. I just worry if they stick Derwin James on him, like he's going to do absolutely nothing in this game. So that becomes an issue. Yeah, so I threw in Sky Moore. I downgraded to Titans D. That gives us $5,600 left for our flex. And that brings us right to, like you mentioned, Hawkinson at 5'2". Christian Watson is only 5'2". Garrett Wilson is 5'3". I think those are all pretty decent options. Let's go. I mean, he keeps throwing out Garrett Wilson to the optimal. That gives us $5,300 in the flex. That means we could take out Pierce if we wanted to and get to as high as David Montgomery in that spot. I guess we could go, instead of taking Garrett Wilson, we could go Christian Watson and then go David Montgomery, and then at least we have a little mini stack in that game.
Yeah, that's a good call, actually. That's pretty interesting. Garrett Wilson at 5'3". Really good price. This is another guy, right? You mentioned off the top. Him and Zay Jones are two guys I like. I'm sure they'll be pretty chalky, but we do have, you know, this lineup that we're building is pretty different because I think we're rolling out these two backs, right? Like Pierce and Robinson. If you want to spend up,
it's Robinson and Montgomery now.
Oh, you went Robinson Montgomery. Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah, because I threw in Watson just for. I mean, we could try to. How much is Slayton this week? Slayton's 5,100, I suppose. Instead of Watson, you could do Slayton, correlate that with Brian Robinson, and then you could get up to ETN, I think, at running back.
You think ETN's going to have a full workload?
I think if he does, he's someone you're going to want to have.
I would agree with that, yeah. if he does get his usual 20-plus touches, you're definitely going to want to have him. I think people will be hesitant to roll him out, too. And even though the matchup is fantastic, right? $6,400, just some rumblings about Daryl Henderson and Hasty. And that will just keep the ownership off of ETN. So $6,400, that's pretty good. I like Watson there. You know, if you want to do the Watson and Dave Montgomery, I think there's a slightly higher ceiling with Watson than Garrett Wilson, even though the Vikings have struggled against wide receivers and quarterbacks. It's just that it's been explosive 3 straight games now, I believe, for Watson. He showed it with Jordan Love, too. They're getting this guy involved, and it's taken some time, but he's a really good wide receiver. So
yeah,
I'd say he's got the slightly higher ceiling.
You can do that either way if you wanted to. You could go Watson and David Montgomery against each other, or you could go Darius Slayton with Brian Robinson, and that can bump you up to ETN. I actually kind of like both sides of that, tell you the truth. I don't know which one I enjoy more. Might as well make 2 of those. I guess this is the bigger question. I want to start with building a Tua stack. Do you like the Tua stack?
I do. I don't mind it. I think it's a little contrarian, to be honest, even though this offense has been fantastic. the Dolphins are perfect in games that Tua has started and finished, 7-0. He's been great. I mean, it's credit to the coaching staff. Mike McDaniel's fantastic. I'm super impressed with him. And you're right. You know where the ball is going, where I suppose if you had a Cincy stack, you know, with Joe Burrow, you want to get T. Higgins and Jamar Chase in there, but it could be a Tyler Boyd week. We could see Hayden Hurst. You got multiple weapons inside the Chiefs game. Yeah. So, yeah, exactly. So there's these so many question marks with other stacks where you really know what you're getting here. And also, I don't think we'll see a lot of success with Miami running the football, whether it's Jeff Wilson or Raheem Mostert's back. San Fran does a really good job of stopping the run. The only team in the NFL that has allowed fewer than 300 yards per game. That's why this stack is, I think, pretty contrarian. Like this lineup we're building here, I think it's a pretty contrarian lineup. I don't think you're going to have a massive ownership with maybe Hill, but I don't think we'll have a massive ownership with a ton of these guys. It's not my favorite stack, but from a tournament standpoint, I think I'm interested in it.
Well, Tua's 67. Tua's 67.
I got to have a little Burrow in my life, though.
Okay, we'll build out Burrow next. So with Tua.
Okay. Yeah.
I haven't projected at 2% ownership right now. And like, let's say, and I get why people don't want to play it. Fully understand. It's a challenge. It's the defense. Well, what if we're all just wrong and this Miami offense is actually legit and they're going to post 34 points? So you could just have Tua and you know the two guys where the ball was going to in this game and no one wants a piece of it? That sounds like I'll probably end up losing money with Tua stacks. You know, obviously it needs to hit for it to come through. I need to get the other stuff right, but it feels like a huge leverage spot. Like there's him this week down at the bottom. Mike White is projecting. We should build out a Mike White stack too, because he's so cheap and his options are so cheap that he can get you up to Jacobs and Eckler if you really wanted to. Like at the top of running back, that could be a different way to play it. Jalen Hurts, 4%.
I know. We have him for 4.1% as well. There's 10 quarterbacks with a higher ownership percentage than him. And what I said when we were talking about the Eagles is, you know, it's strength on strength, maybe the best rushing offense in football we've seen since the start of last season against a really good run defense. And I think they're going to take some shots, man. The Eagles are cocky. Nick Sirianni's pretty cocky. And he's going to want to get his boy Jalen, AJ Brown, some looks and some targets and you can throw in the Titans. So you get, that's a stack that will probably be pretty low owned too, right? Hurts,
AJ Brown.
Maybe just Hurts. Maybe just Hurts and AJ.
Yeah, just do the two. Derrick Henry coming back.
coming back. It seems to be one or two screen passes to him every game. And that's just really nice to see. I think they should incorporate that a little bit more into the offense because he's a hard guy to bring down. He was unlucky. He didn't get that touchdown last week. He fumbled it near the goal line, but that's a pretty good stack. You know, just back to Miami, I think they are legit, Pat. I think they are a legit offense. I mean, they're a team that runs motion more than anybody. They have the most explosive plays in football when they're running motion, and Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle just seem to eat every single week, man. I wasn't really thinking Miami. That should be a fun game, but I was thinking of other stacks like Cincy and KC, and I was thinking about maybe getting a little bit too cute with, you know, Trevor Lawrence, even though I do believe, like, from a chalky standpoint, there's not too many chalky quarterbacks, but what do you have for Trevor Lawrence? I'd imagine he's going to be one of the most owned quarterbacks coming off a game against Baltimore and now in a spot against Detroit.
I only have three quarterbacks above 10% this week: Lawrence, Watson, and Burrow.
Okay. Yeah. That's what we have too. Those three guys. We have Lawrence at number one. Are you going to play any Watson?
No.
I think I'd rather play Chubb.
I think I'd rather play Chubb as well. But I don't know. I mean, it's a great matchup for Chubb.
It is a great matchup for Chubb. And I think a lot of people will just want to play Watson, right? Because, Watson.
I don't get why you would want to play Watson. Like, if he was like $5,000 or $5,500, I could see that. But a super popular Deshaun Watson at $6,500 in his first game, and like you said, in 2 years, like, I could see how that goes wrong. I'm not going to lie to you.
It could go wrong in a hurry. All right, it's a new squad for him, and it's not like he's been practicing with the team all year. He was away from the team for like 90% of the season, and he's just been incorporated into like practices lately. So I agree. I think it's a trap. It would not go that way. But the Jet stack is really interesting, right? With Mike White. You mentioned Mike White. We like Garrett Wilson. Elijah Moore is pretty cheap. Just rolling out those three. Let's try that. Roll out those three. Then you could spend up. I mean, you can get two really solid running backs and probably still some elite wide receivers.
So let's go Mike White. So yeah. Mike White is 54. You want Garrett Wilson to go with him. That seems pretty easy.
Absolutely.
So do we want to add another Jet to this? Because we could use Tyler Conklin, revenge game Tyler Conklin, or we can just say Mike White, Garrett Wilson. That's good enough.
I think it might be good enough. You know, Conklin is, I guess, like, he's pretty cheap, right?
Yeah, that's the thing. He's 3,100. So that really does work out in your benefit. So, or you could say, hey, I do think that either Sauce takes out Thielen or Osborne, and then they just bracket coverage Justin Jefferson. He's a lot of money anyway. You could throw Dalvin Cook into this mix if you wanted to, or just go Mike White, Garrett Wilson, Hockenson, and just hope no one covers the middle of the field, which the Jets don't.
I really like that. I'm a big Hockenson fan, man. I wasn't in Detroit, but I really like the way that they're utilizing this guy in the offense. And I think what you said with that game plan makes a lot of sense, you know, to bracket Justin Jefferson and then have TJ Hockenson in the middle of the field. It's clear. Kirk Cousins likes this guy. I mean, it's almost 40 targets for four games for him. I mean, what more can you ask more for a tight end?
Yeah.
He's at least getting targets and end zone targets.
Yeah, at least five catches in every single game. The yardage really hasn't materialized at all. But if Justin Jefferson is taken out a little bit in this game, again, it could be an excellent spot for Adam Thielen at $5,000 as well. We can use Hockenson to fill out the tight end spot. And then all of a sudden, like, this lineup, it's pretty spicy here. Let's throw in our cheap D. Probably don't want to use the Jets D as a part of this, so we'll use Broncos D at $2,400.
Yep.
So now we have $6,300 per player left. I like the idea of continuously going to Brian Robinson, just under the assumption that Antonio Gibson is going to be out. Obviously, that can change. If Carter is out, then Bam Knight is going to be there. I mean, you could use Latavius Murray at 53. Hell, you could use Gus Edwards. I don't love those guys. I think that without Antonio Gibson in the lineup, Brian Robinson is 20-plus touches. That's what we're looking for against a bad defense. I would still feel good about Jalen Warren if I needed it as well, but I like Robinson the best of those guys. So now we're looking at a running back, wide receiver, and flex, $6,600 per spot. So we can spend up as much as we want right now. So where do you think you would go? If you had unlimited money, any one player that you would want to squeeze in here? Is it Josh Jacobs, even with the calf thing?
Yeah, Josh Jacobs is always banged up. This guy's questionable every single game. If you followed his last 4 years, he's honestly questionable in every single game. I asked one of my buddies who's a close Raiders fan. I said, is Jacobs going to play? He's 100%. He's not going to practice all week. He's going to be questionable. Everyone's going to be worried about him. That, Pat, did it look like a guy who was dealing with a calf injury last week? Are you kidding me? 229 yards. He had 33 carries. Nobody was catching him on that overtime run. He's catching balls out of the backfield. At least six grabs in two of his past three games. It's not Josh Jacobs of 2-3 years ago when this guy was just catching 25 passes. He is involved. He is a true bell cow running back. There's really only Davante Adams. You mentioned Foster Moreau. Derwin James is probably going to be on him. You're dead on about that. That's a concern. It's a lot of Davante Adams and it's a lot of Josh Jacobs. And it's just, there's so many interesting running backs in this range. Eckler is a touchdown machine. Great matchup. Henry, great matchup. Chubb, great matchup. And then down to Jacobs. Like, those four running backs are all in really, really good spots.
So
I think my favorites are in that same game, Eckler and Jacobs.
Yeah, we wouldn't be able to get those two together, but I think I've worked out a little mini stack here that I like to go along with this, a secondary stack. And we can even double it up again by using Slayton with Brian Robinson. So how much is Josh Palmer this week? He's 5,600. We're $300 short to get to him if I try to do everything that I want to do with this. So it's Mike White, Garrett Wilson, Hockenson. There's the stack. Josh Jacobs in at running back. At $7,900. Then we play a mini stack with Amon-Ra and Christian Kirk in that same game. Now, we don't need to do that, but I think that's a fun way to get some access to that game. And I know it was all Zay Jones last week. I still think it's Christian Kirk's show.
I got Christian Kirk as a top 12 wide receiver this week. I agree with you. It's nice to see Zay Jones. I mean, yeah, he's disrespected in fantasy and he's underpriced and he's a great waiver wire pickup and maybe he'll win you a title in your season long leagues, but it's still Christian Kirk. And I mean, just look at the last couple of games, like 9 targets, 12, 9, 7, 10. I mean, he hasn't caught a lot of those passes, but he's got 3 touchdowns in his last 3 games. And yeah, the ownership will be higher on Zay. This is nice. I actually like this build. St. Brown, Kirk, high total game, back and forth. Those guys should end up with, I'd say, 20 targets combined.
Or more.
Those two.
I'd say that's a floor between those two.
That's a floor. Absolutely. And then Jacobs and Robinson, Mike White. And then you got, what, $5,100 here?
So I downgraded to the Titans. So technically we have $5,300 left if we want it. That leaves us in the range of Latavius Murray, Deontay Johnson, who I don't hate, Tyler Boyd, Christian Watson, George Pickens, Darius Slayton. Slayton would correlate with our lineups a little bit. There's no one really on the Chargers that we can fit in to go with Josh Jacobs, but now you can kind of take your pick of any of these guys that you really want to. Now, if you use Zay Jones in the Christian Kirk spot, all of a sudden you could get back up to, to like the $6,300 range. If that's someone in there, you could get like Keenan. Ow, let's see if that works, actually. Let me put in Zay Jones instead of Christian Kirk. We have enough money for Keenan Allen at that point.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good. I think you're maximizing your ceiling here with having another piece of that game, right?
And you know, Jacobs, and we can get back. We can get back up to Broncos from Titans if we do that as well.
Which I do like more than just that extra $200. Lamar hasn't shown us anything, and the Denver defense. It's elite. We all know it's elite. And Russell Wilson can't score any points. They've only allowed 14 points per game, and they only have 3 wins. It's wild. I like this build, too. There's, you know, a couple different ways. You know, Watson was staring at me. I was going to mention Pickens as well, but I like just going down to Jones. And then you can spend up and get a better wide receiver in Keenan. When you mention another Chargers wide receiver, I don't think Mike Williams is going to play. Do you have any interest at all in DeAndre Carter? It seems to be every other game. I mean, 7 catches, 10 targets, and a touchdown for him last week. In week 10 against the Niners, he had 4 catches for a touchdown, 64 yards.
Yeah.
High ceiling, but no Williams, I don't think.
It's funny. No Williams always just kind of leads me to Josh Palmer over anything rather than Carter, although we're seeing Carter put into the mix. If Keenan Allen was going to sit, then I think I would like Carter. If it was Williams, there was 1 week when they were both out, and Seeley kind of brought up this point that the Mike Williams replacement is Josh Palmer. The Keenan Allen replacement, they use Josh Palmer, but it's DeAndre Carter that actually kind of runs the Keenan Allen route. Yeah. So, I don't know. Do you think that Keenan Allen is fool's gold here, or is this a nice like rebound spot for him?
No, I don't think he's fool's gold. I'd say, you know, he's been 2 games now into the lineup. This will be game number 3. 15 targets for him. We know that he doesn't like have a massive touchdown ceiling, but yeah, my goodness. Like this is a high total game here. I think it's going to be the highest game on the slate. The Raiders they have the worst completion percentage allowed. Like quarterbacks have the highest completion percentage against them. And Herbert is just chucking nonstop. Like it's just every single week you're seeing throws from this guy. So I don't think that I think it's a good play.
Well, let's build out one of your Burrow lineups and try to see how this works, because I think there's so many ways this could go, and that's kind of the issue. It's Tambo and I talk about the Chiefs every week, and it's hard to stack them up because the ball could, outside of Kelsey, where the hell is it going? Are we getting Jerick this week? It doesn't seem like we are.
No, I don't think so. I don't think we're going to get him. So maybe we'll see. Will we see Melvin Gordon active? I don't know.
Yeah, they finally got Ronald Jones some action last week. That was kind of hilarious.
And I think that's why they went and got Melvin. They were like, you know, Melvin's bad, but Ronald Jones is worse. So let's just get Melvin in case anything happens. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of pick your poison with the two of them. Like, hey, we can give it to Ronald Jones for 1 yard per carry, or we can give it to Melvin Gordon for 4 yards per carry, but he's going to fumble every fifth carry, something like that. Like, pick our poison with some of these guys. So Burrow, that's all I got. Yeah. I just have Burrow in. Where do we go? Chase?
I would go Chase, yeah. It's all signs point to Chase returning this week. So you get Chase in there.
Like, if you do Chase...
And then I may just go Boyd.
Now, why wouldn't you go, like... Do you think it's better to go Chase Hurst? Or do you think it's better to go Higgins Boyd? Because that's around, like, the same level of pricing. Like, do you think that you could I'm just going to plug this in right now and see what we end up with. If I go Burrow, Chase, Higgins, Kelsey. $4,000.
Yeah,
okay, that's basically impossible.
Yeah, I mean, I guess. Well, let's see.
Okay,
you'd have to go Bam. Things would have to work out your way where there's no Carter.
Well, you would have to overload on the comeback because you'd have to play Sky Moore in this lineup.
Absolutely.
And then you'd have to play Titans D. So play Titans D, Brian Robinson, because he's cheap. We're at 4,700 for a running back. Another running back. Flex. Like, I mean, Bam Knight is right there. Bam Knight at 46. Then we have $4,900 for a flex. You could play Jalen Warren, actually, if you wanted to.
I was just going to say, like, again, things would have to work. I'm typing in Bam. Like, I get,
like that's like, his
Bam's
name.
Not. Yeah.
Well, his name is, why does he go by Bam when his name is Zonathan?
Zonovan? Yeah, I don't know. I just know NFL.com leagues have Bam. And I was like, okay, wow, they call this guy Bam, I guess. But that's not his real name. So I don't know if he has a buddy that works for NFL.com. Just decided to put in Bam. I'm not really sure. But if things work out where there is no Carter or there is no Najee, you could make this lineup work with a Bam or
I have them both with Warren. I have Burrow, Chase, Higgins, Kelsey, Sky Moore. Overload that game. Brian Robinson, Knight, Warren, and then Titans D, the cheapest D.
It's not bad, man. It's not bad because if there's no Carter, you're
If there it all has to break your way.
It does. It all has to break your way. With the injuries to the star running backs. My one concern, as I said earlier, is that Pittsburgh, it could be crowded, even though we do have that history of Tomlin just giving the next man up all that work. So maybe that could work in our favor. But if there's no Carter, I do believe that we will see another game from Bam where he's into 14 to 15 touches. I just don't feel like James Robinson, even if he is active, James Robinson is not going to be a guy getting a bulk of the carries. So this lineup here, I mean, it's not too bad, Pat. You know, you got four pass catchers here inside a 50-point total game that I think will creep with over 60 points. I think we'll see both teams get 30 points. Burrow, Chase, and Higgins, it's just you got to obviously hit on both of those guys. It could be very frustrating if it was Boyd instead of T. But you got those three guys. You got Sky and Kelsey coming back the other way. It's not a bad lineup, man. I think it could be a little chalky. Because to game stack that matchup.
See, here's the thing. I think
you are going to have to spend down at
that, RB. That Burrow stacks are not necessarily going to be chalky, but like 10% of the field is going to have a Burrow stack. I don't think they're going to have that Burrow stack because they're going to look at the first four players and be like, oh, I have no money left. I need to change this. So let's try to do that. You got to take out Chase or Higgins. Which one are you taking out?
Maybe I'll take out Chase.
Okay. So we'll go,
take out Chase.
So we'll go Higgins and Boyd.
Yep. All right. Higgins and Boyd.
So now we have.
Then you're up. Then you have 7-9, right?
Yeah. So now we have 4.
Well, I guess who'd you take out? Robinson?
I completely wiped the slate. So it's Burrow, Boyd, Higgins, Kelsey.
Okay, gotcha.
At this point. So we'll go Titans D again, Brian Robinson again. Those seem to be like pretty easy fill-ins for like the price points. So now we have $5,000 per player. I think I know how to do this. Garrett Wilson. Let's see. Garrett Wilson, Adam Thielen, and then $4,900 for a running back is Jalen Warren. That could work. Or you could go Hawkinson, Bam Knight in that Warren spot, then upgrade from Garrett Wilson to someone like $200 more, or switch on to Slayton, or switch on to Watson, something like that.
Yeah, having Sky Moore in your lineup does help. Like in these stacks when we're building them out, having that $3,100 for your third wide receiver, it does open up a lot where you don't maybe have to go down to Warren or Knight. But again, if those starting running backs for those teams are out, then I think Knight is a pretty strong play. I think he's pretty.
Yeah, he's just,
again, it goes to Robinson. At that price point, Pat, for a running back to get 20 touches, right? Who cares if he's super efficient or not? You get 20 touches at that price point.
Just get him in there. So let's throw Sky Moore into this. With this new build without Chase into it to see what that opens up for us. I'll leave in Brian Robinson. I'll leave in Titans D. Now we have 6,100 for a running back and a flex. So that's a little bit better, right?
Yeah. Yeah. You got more wiggle room here. You got more things you could do. You could go
Pierce.
You could spend up for Pierce. Yep.
I mean, it's not even spending up. That's less than our average. Like we could theoretically spend up to, geez, we could get up to, say, is there someone at 7? Like Ken Walker is 7,000. Oh, we could go Aaron Jones at $6,900. We could do ETN. And actually, we can't bring St. Brown back with that one. What could we do here? Like, you could go all the way up, all the way down if you wanted to, and go like Josh Jacobs and someone, or just try to balance it out. You could go like, if you go Pierce, let's throw
you could do Jamal. What do you could do? What if you went Jamal Williams and then could you bring it back with a Jag here?
I think Kirk is just slightly too much.
He's just $200 more. Yeah. Almost worked.
But in this game, I mean, you lose some of your correlation here. Although, how much is Amari Cooper? 64. No, he's too much as well. You could go Damian Pierce, David Montgomery as your running back in your flex if you wanted to, along with Brian Robinson to make that lineup work. I don't know if I like this lineup at all. I think I weirdly like the first one better.
Yeah, with
the overload in Jamar Chase. Yeah, with Knight and Warren.
Yeah.
But that has to work out.
It does. You'd have to have those two starting running backs out. Yeah, I'm looking at $6,100 too. Let's get Jamal out of here. And say you went Pierce. Yeah, you're kind of in that range where you want to spend up or you're just spending down and then maybe you can upgrade if you wanted to at defense. Like Montgomery, I don't know. I'd probably go down. Yeah. Get bulk of it. He's going to get all the work. Him and Jamal, like those are two guys. I mean, you're not going to have any correlation of anybody coming back, but there's still, I would probably lean Jamal. I mean, he's saving 200. We don't care about the savings, but 200, he's averaging 6 more points, touchdown machine. So you go Burrow, Robinson, Pierce, Boyd, Higgins, Sky Moore, Kelsey, Jamal Williams, Titans D, or you can go up to Broncos D at 2,400.
Yeah, or you could.
I do like the other one better, though.
You could throw Christian Watson into your flex. What does that get you up to? Aaron Jones? Yeah, that's one more for Ken Walker isn't bad, though, knowing Aaron Donald probably isn't going to play. Like, I'd like to get some, because that I was actually thinking about a Geno stack and how that could work out.
Yeah, and I think that's what that could be a sneaky one, too. The Rams are checked out. They're done. He's not going to play. He's not playing. Everyone is hurt in that offense and defensively. They're just. It's all over for them. So they're going to shut him down. What would you do? Would you go?
I think Geno's pretty.
You can't game set. You just go Geno and like all the weapons.
Yeah, I don't even think you use a Ram as a part of that.
No,
you just go.
No.
You want to play Kieran Williams, Paul?
He's worth bringing up.
Yeah, that's great for 6 points.
I mean, he had like 3 receptions last week. They're done. So, like, he had, like, 14 carries and, like, 3 receptions last week. Like,
yeah, how many fantasy points did he score?
They're playing the Seahawks.
Who cares?
Seahawks can't stop anybody.
I don't think it's a matter of the Seahawks can't stop anyone. I don't think the Rams can move the ball.
That's the one fear, right? But the biggest thing, I suppose, with playing Kerwin is what Paul mentioned with the 3 targets and 3 grabs. It's just the offensive line is atrocious. But yeah, Josh Jacobs ran all over them. The Seahawks have been awful against running backs. I know a big part of that is, you know, last week and, you know, the numbers are maybe a little skewed, but you're probably looking at 15 plus touches for Kerwin Williams.
Yeah. But you see, he's $5,200 for $100 more. I could have Brian Robinson, who I know is good.
Some would say he's a lovely player.
Oh, did he go to Notre Dame? Is that true?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I did not realize that. Great. Thanks, Kirk.
He wears big hats.
Who ran? I'm just looking into the routes last week for the Rams. Like, who was actually on the field? Who was taking snaps? Because Higbee is just a blocker at this point. That's doing you absolutely
doesn't do anything.
Good. So
yeah, Van Jefferson is the guy, but it's just these targets
are useless.
I mean, a lot of them are uncatchable. Yeah, they're useless targets. It's nice that he's got 2 touchdowns in his last 3 games, and even still, he's only had 11 fantasy points in those matchups. Right, he hasn't had over 3 catches in any of those games. So yeah, the offense is atrocious. It's bad. It's I think we're talking ourselves into garbage.
Who is the
I don't mind Kerwin as a player though.
That's fair. Who's like the cheap tight end you would go to? Would you go to Conklin, Dulcich, or Freiermuth?
I just feel like I'm done with Dulcich. I think Freiermuth. I Moroza in that tough spot there. Evan Ingram, maybe.
In that last lineup we built, you could go Evan Ingram, flex, Amon-Ra.
There we go. Right? Let's get a piece to that game. Where both those defenses are awful. So Detroit's played to the over basically every game since last year.
Yeah, if we can just find a cheat. Like, let's say we don't use him. And then we could use in this lineup, you could go ETN. I wonder if this would work. One second. Let's go to Henry and Brown. Can this fit?
You going to game stack Detroit Jacksonville?
No. I mean, probably not, to be perfectly honest with you. I'm just trying to see if this can work. And then we can use Evan Ingram. And that gets us to 46 for Bam Knight, if we wanted. So here's a lineup you can build that fits exactly. Geno Metcalf Lockett. Then you have a Derrick Henry, A.J. Brown mini game stack. Broncos D, Evan Ingram, Bam Knight, and Brian Robinson.
It's pretty good.
It's not bad. That has a lot of upside.
It's not bad at all, actually. Yeah, it does have a lot of upside. Geno's been pretty good, man. He's top three in accuracy. This Rams team is checked out, as we just talked about. I wondered if you were going to bring it. Paul would bring that back with Kerwin, because he'd probably get five or six catches if Seattle goes off. I mean, it's.
I mean, it would be unique. They were losing every snap last week, and he had three catches.
It's fair.
For nothing. Yeah. Like, he scored a career high nine. He scored a career high nine fantasy points last week. For 52. Like, if he was $4,000, that would be one thing, but he's 5,200.
What does Tim think of Bam Knight?
I mean, if Carter doesn't play, I like Bam Knight. Then all of a sudden, James Robinson will be active and we'll never hear from this guy again. But he looked really good last week.
He did.
But who doesn't look good against the Bears?
I will admit, the problem with Kyren Williams is...
he's not any good?
Well, that. But also that Cam Akers is still very much involved in this offense. And Perkins is a running quarterback. So you have like two different guys that could steal from him.
In fairness to Akers, he's on the injury report.
Is he?
Yeah, he has...
he's out. We're playing Kyren Williams.
We're not playing him. He didn't practice on Thursday.
Oh, I am.
Okay, you can play him. That's fine. Not playing fucking Kerwin.
Yeah,
it was
an illness for Cams, for Akers, so I don't think it's...
He did not practice with an illness, and the illness is he fucking sucks. Like, that's why he's not practicing. What other stacks do
does
you
want? Does he suck? Is he awful? Did he just do something to Sean McVay? It is like, yeah, I don't know.
You can make that lineup a lot better, by the way, the one I just filled out. Like, because, I mean, I went with Derrick Henry and A.J. Brown as a mini stack. That's very expensive. If you didn't want to do that, what you could do, looking at it right now and like kind of rejigging the lineup a little bit to give you a better back end of everything. So I'll take out Henry and I'll take out Metcalf. Take out A.J. Brown. Take out Ingram and Bam Jones. You could go Jacobs at running back. Keenan Allen at wide receiver. Get the mini game stack there. And you have... oh, no, that's not helping me out at all. That was even worse somehow. How the hell was that worse? Oh, because I still have A.J. Brown in. I took out Lockett. That was dumb. Let's put Lockett back in. Okay, we have $4,500 per player for a tight end and flex. Or you take Keenan Allen out of the situation, continue with Josh Jacobs, and burn your tight end spot on Gerald Everett. Now you have $5,600 per player left. And you could fill that out, I think, pretty seamlessly by going Garrett Wilson. Or actually, is that Watson? Christian Watson? Nah, David Montgomery is too expensive for that. But you can get back up to Pierce if you wanted to.
Yeah, and get a, it's kind of the sweet range here that we've been talking about. These guys that kind of just fit in. I mean, Garrett Wilson. Yeah, I mean, Garrett Wilson is...
Garrett Wilson, you could go Garrett Wilson Pierce. Or Williams Watson if you really wanted to.
Yeah.
I don't know if I like that better or worse.
I think my favorite build, my favorite two builds that we have done was the first one with Tua.
And the Mike White
one. I think it's unique. And the Mike White one. Yeah, because you can, I mean, it's so cheap. It's such a nice, cheap jet stack. You get Hawkinson in there as well to kind of run it back with him. Or if you wanted, like you mentioned earlier, you can go up to Dalvin Cook. I would prefer to spend on Hawkinson and then go up to other running backs. But I think what we have, Robinson seems to be our guy this week, right? He's in a lot of our builds. Sounds like Antonio Gibson. Keep an eye on a Gibson. But if there's no Gibson, we're looking at running back $5,300. That's going to get 25 opportunities.
And do you think
carries plus targets in this game?
Let's say all of a sudden Gibson plays. Is that really going to change anything for you? A guy with a foot problem?
I don't think so. No.
Robinson's looked like the better back. He has. He's been the first and second down back. We saw him last week catch some passes. He's getting the goal line work. Man, he's looked really, really good over the past 3 weeks, running really hard. So it wouldn't change my opinion at all. Yeah, maybe I would say he falls into 15-plus opportunities instead, but I still think that's the floor for him. I would say in this matchup against the Giants, you can run on the Giants. Giants are not showing us anything offensively. Barkley's in a funk. And this defense doesn't allow a lot of rushing yards. So I'd say Robinson is still going to get a ton of carries regardless if Gibson plays or not.
Okay.
There was one wide receiver I wanted to bring up to you.
Yeah.
Sorry to jump in there. Was Pickett. Do you have any interest? Pickens, sorry, at 5-1. It's not a crazy good game, but man, I've really, watching the Steelers over the past couple of weeks, I've really noticed that it's a lot of Pickett to Pickens, and you're getting some red zone looks from him. It was a 2-point convo that he had last week, and he had a touchdown in week 11.
He makes,
I guess, in that price range.
He makes
probably
every,
more interesting to go to Garrett than him.
I think so, but I mean, we can let's try to stack that one up because I don't think it's going to be. I mean, it's cheap, so I think I prefer the Mike White cheap option. But I think you can do this pretty well. I mean, it's indoors, no chance of weather against a terrible defense. You can go Pickett, Pickens, Freiermuth. And then, hell, if you want to use Zacchaeus.
You do whatever you want after that.
Yeah. Like, who would you, if you had to play one Falcon, who would it be?
It may be Cordero.
Really?
Like, he's in a. Maybe London. Okay. Well, London, 4-7. Then you're looking at. You really do whatever you want there.
Yeah. And then we can throw in, let's say, Jetsy at this point. For that one, you know, spend up a little bit more defense. We have running back, wide receiver, flex, $7,000 per player.
Say you went Eckler and Jacobs.
We could go Eckler Adams. That's like the low owned version of Jacobs Adams.
I do like that. I like that. Yeah.
So we can go.
That's yeah. Eckler. We haven't talked a lot of Adams. I mean, that guy's going to go off.
So now we have $5,400 per player. And you could go
Brian Robinson.
You could go Brian Robinson, Garrett Wilson if you wanted to. So let's go Robinson. Now we have $5,600 for a flex. The other thing you could do is not go Drake London. You could go Zacchaeus at $3,600, who
probably better.
Almost got to 10 targets last week without Kyle Pitts around. So let's just try that to see what it looks like. Zacchaeus. Yeah. 36. That gives us $6,700 for a flex. Mind you, we're currently using Jets D at $2,600. We can drop that down to Broncos and get up to $6,900, which would get us to Aaron Jones, or we could go down to Titans D at $2,200, which would bring Amon-Ra, Mixon, and Ken Walker into play for us. So let's try that. Let's drop down to Titans. And
do Amon-Ra?
We could do Amon-Ra.
It's not bad. I mean, obviously, maybe a little bit, maybe too many players in the Pittsburgh Atlanta game. It's certainly unique, right?
It's only a 3-1 stack, and it's all safe. I mean, this is probably a better cash lineup than anything because you can just jam in any stud that you want. And if we did use, like, I currently have an Eckler and Adams as the stack. Let's reverse that out because I think it makes the lineup easier to build if we use Jacobs and Allen because both of those guys are cheaper than all of the players we just mentioned. So we don't necessarily need to go crazy with, I mean, we didn't even really need to go crazy anyway, but we continue to upgrade and really get in the guys that we want. So we do Pickett 3-1 with Zacchaeus. We take out Eckler and Adams and use Jacobs and Allen. See what that looks like. Jacobs.
You can get anybody you want.
Allen. Keep in Brian Robinson. Yeah. We literally have too much money. We have $10,000 for a flex.
Yeah, we have too much money. And I'm not interested in Jefferson. And if I'm playing Hill, I want to play Tua. I mean, you could do Adams there if you wanted. But you have Jacobs, right? You could even just go, let's say if you went, could you go Eckler and then Jacobs? Or Eckler and then Adams? I mean, you could do that.
You could go Ken Walker, Derrick Henry if you wanted to.
Don't hate it, man.
So now you have Pickett.
It's interesting.
You have Pickett, Jacobs, Walker, Henry, Allen, Pickens, Zacchaeus, Freiermuth, Titans D. And you have money left over. $100.
I may be interested in Zacchaeus in general, just overall, actually. You're right. 8 targets, 91 yards. I kind of overlooked that. That's more targets, I think, than Drake London's had in weeks.
Yes, it's like week three or something like that.
At $3,700, $3,600, it's not actually not a bad little quote-unquote punt at wide receiver. This lineup's okay, man. Like, you know, if Pickett hooked up with Pickens a couple times, this lineup could slap. Absolutely, with all those stud guys, like if those stud guys go off for us.
Yeah, I mean, you could have just
got a little bit of a rushing floor, too.
You could have just fit McCaffrey into that lineup if you really wanted to.
Now you're getting really unique.
You could go Hill and McCaffrey and do Hockenson, Garrett Wilson. I think like both those mini stacks work within the framework of that lineup.
Yeah, I would say so, too.
Let's see.
There's a lot of interesting wide receivers at this low price. Are you going to switch it up?
I'm just building over here, just trying to get some skeletons out there to see if I like them or not. Now, we would lose, obviously, Jacobs and Allen as a part of that. But let's see here. Get rid of, let's see, who did I say? McCaffrey and Hill. And that gets rid of Jacobs and Keenan Allen. Oh, shit, we still have a ton of money left over in this lineup. You could go.
I know, it's when you drop down to the Falcons and the Steelers, you do have a lot of cash left over. You can do really whatever you want to do.
You could do Amon-Ra and Zay. Actually, no, you can't do that because we need a running back in this lineup. You could do, who's the best running back? You could do the Dalvin Cook, Garrett Wilson. That works. Actually, it doesn't work. We're off by $300 if we try to do that. Scratch that.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know about Cook. I'm not interested.
I don't know about Cook either, but just trying to figure out a way to get Hill and McCaffrey into it. Yeah, it's not going to work, unfortunately. All right. Yeah. Any other builds that you want to go through? Interested quarterbacks of how we can try to finagle it to make things work this week? This is fun.
I do like building this out with you. Yeah, it's...
You know...
Should we try Jacksonville, Detroit? I mean, I think we've done enough pieces in that game where we maybe don't need to.
Yeah, to me, that feels like a secondary stack game of how you want to do it up. Only because the Lions have been scoring so many rushing touchdowns that it kind of takes away from their, and maybe it just reverts back the other way. Those 3 Jamal Williams rushing touchdowns turn into a Brock Wright, Amon-Ra, and DJ Chark touchdown, for all we know, through the air. And all of a sudden, Goff is the one that you want to have on that team. But there are 3 other quarterbacks I had interest in. Herbert and Carr in that game. If everyone's on Jacobs, I don't think it's crazy to do Carr, Mac Hollins, and Devontae Adams, run it out there and try to bring it back with Eckler, very expensive, or you try to do it with Keenan Allen or whatever, or just go Carr, Adams, Keenan, or Carr, Adams, Eckler and try to make it work that way, or do Herbert, Allen, Palmer with Jacobs, and if that works, and then Hurts, A.J. Brown, Derrick Henry. Can that lineup work?
I'm trying something here with what you were just saying. Carr, Adams, Hollins, Eckler, Brian Robinson, Jets D. And then we have to have a wide receiver tight end flex at $4,900.
That's not bad, actually. So Carr.
It's not too bad at all. Like
Carr.
Yeah, Carr, Eckler, Adams, Robinson.
Carr, Adams, Hollins.
Adams, Hollins. Yep.
And then you have Eckler. Mm-hmm. Brian Robinson.
Still got Rob. Yep, still got him in there. Jets D.
I mean, you could even use Broncos D for a bit more cash if you wanted to.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's check them in.
Let's go Broncos D. So wide receiver, tight end, flex, $5,000 a piece. Who is a cheap tight end that we can... I like Freiermuth this week. So just chuck him
Freiermuth,
in.
Freiermuth, you said?
Yeah, he's $4,300. And then you, what you can do from there, you can go Garrett Wilson, TJ Hockenson.
It's beautiful. I kind of like this one a lot, actually.
That's not bad. Carr, Eckler, Robinson, Adams, Holland, Garrett Wilson, Freiermuth, Hockenson, Broncos. I mean, it sucks playing double tight end, but whatever. Hockenson's his receiver.
Yeah. Right. He's a receiver.
Like, if it worries you that much, you could go Hockenson down to Thielen, Broncos up to 2,700. Is it 2,700? You could go, I mean, you probably don't want to play the Bears D. You could play Jags D, Steelers D, Jets D, Dolphins. You don't want to play Dolphins D, but... Yeah, this lineup's not bad, actually.
Yeah, it's pretty good. I, you know, getting away from Jacobs, you know, having Eckler in there with the two pass catchers, Derek Carr, I dig it a lot. You know, you could even put in Keenan Allen. I mean, getting a little crazy here, but you can even put in Keenan Allen, a Pat Freiermuth at tight end. Then you have $4,100 of flex. You just have to play like a one-off, right? A Sky Moore or something like that, or Zacchaeus, right? Like those two guys to me. And then you even have a little bit more cash if you wanted to upgrade the Broncos D. Then you just have a massive game stack here with Eckler, Keenan Allen, and then Carr, Adams, and Hollins. I think that's pretty decent, man. I do believe that that's going to be a really high scoring game. Neither team can stop anybody. This isn't bad at all, man. It might be one of my favorite builds, actually. Definitely my top three, what we've done.
Yeah, well, I think it's just interesting because you just leverage off of Josh Jacobs.
Exactly.
So who do we have down here at just like this? Did I say DeMarcus Robinson? He is 4,000 on the dot. He could fit into this lineup if that's where you wanted to go. How much is Richie James this week? Richie James is $3,800. Zacchaeus, Pringle, Sky Moore. I mean, they're shots in the dark, obviously, but.
Yeah, I like Sky, man. I got a feeling about this guy. He's all just right, turning you up, got high a total game.
You got a feeling? I can buy the feeling. I was just thinking Richie James because we have Brian Robinson.
Yeah, and Richie James already got touchdowns, I think, like two of the last three. Not a lot going on there.
Yeah.
After Slayton, it sounds like Bellinger may be back, but yeah, back-to-back games in the touchdown, actually.
Or we could use Zacchaeus to pair him up with Freiermuth in that game, and then we can take Broncos D out if we wanted to. It's not a great spot. It only gets us up to the Giants, which, whatever. We probably don't want that, right?
No, I don't think so.
We could use Jets D in that lineup, though. This car build is interesting. Do you have any interest in Hurts?
I don't actually have a ton. I probably will do one, as we talked about earlier, just like one Hurts and AJ. But I don't have a ton of interest in him, no. I just don't feel like that game is going to be high scoring. I think it's going to be a slow pace. I think it'd be going over quickly. Yeah, not really. I'd say I'd have to get to like five lineups to probably roll in that stack.
Yeah,
I play AJ maybe solo.
I could see playing AJ solo. Like if he was your one-off expensive guy, I'd like to pair him up with Henry to the best of my ability. But that's just it gets super expensive super quickly, obviously. Really but tough. If you go Hurts, Henry, Brown, you have $4,300 per player. Brian Robinson, Jets, Broncos D. Now we have $4,600. Where are we really at? We go, let's go Evan Ingram. Now we're back up to $5,100 for two wide receivers and a flex. Nah, that's not very good. I don't like that.
I don't.
Hurts being 8,000 is a killer.
It's just too expensive, man. Like, it's way too expensive. I mean, he's great, but at that point, you either just go. I mean, even Mahomes is too expensive. I don't like any builds really with him either. But yeah, just drop down. You're dropping down. Carr at $5,600, Burrow at 69, Tua at 67, even Geno at 61. When you brought him up, I was kind of intrigued with that stack too. There's just better. I would just rather spend down, I think, at the quarterback position and get some of these elite wide receivers or backs rather than the top price quarterback.
And it really leaves us in an awkward spot because we could go Garrett Wilson, and then we have $6,500. I guess you could go like Garrett Wilson, ETN, if you wanted to, in the rest of that lineup. Like if you could go like Sky Moore, Hayden Hurst. I was going to say Hunter Hurst because it's not Hunter Hurst Helmsley. It's Hayden Hurst. So for like, cheap out $3,100, $3,500. Yeah, I don't like this lineup at all. That sucks.
No.
Because it feels like a very underutilized spot with Hurts this week. Because realistically, he's only, now that Goddard is out, the chances of A.J. Brown and Devonta Smith going off are pretty low. That I think you just pick one and roll him out with Hurts, and then hopefully Hurts can do the rest.
Yeah, and the offense is kind of sputtered without Dallas Goddard. I mean, it wasn't great in Indianapolis, and last week it was just okay. I mean, they were really just running the football. They weren't really throwing it. So if they don't have success running the ball, you know, it's not a lock that Hurts is going to have a great game through the air. So I don't love it. I agree with you. It's just one or the other. I would lean AJ. Devontae will be the lowest owned of the two, but I think the ceiling definitely belongs to AJ. He's got He's explosive after the catch, and he's had more red zone looks than Devontae has this year.
All right. I think that'll do it. on the Pat Mayo Experience. FTNDaily.com for all of Meanie's work. But really what you want from Meanie is shots on goal props for NHL. It started off slow. It seems like it's going a lot better these days.
It's going a little bit better, but it's taken some time. You know, I had some conversations, I know, off camera when I was doing the hockey show with you. It felt like it was just a gold mine we had found. It was, the shot props are now juice, but we're finding other ways to be creative with them, with point props and things like that. But yeah, the hockey has been fun. It hasn't been as consistent, taking some highs and some lows, but it's been all right, man. So I appreciate it. This is great. It was nice to run through all these lineups with you, and I'm going to get into the contest and take it down this week. Your contest, I'm taking it down, dude.
Yeah, there you go. I'm hoping Tambo wins a bunch and then I win whatever contest, yes, where he's giving away the money. Then I can just use that money to pay Tambo. So that would be perfect in Pat's world of how my budgeting ends up working out. But you can win $5,000 to first prize in the Pat Mayo Experience Listeners League this week. Link is down in the description. 3 max entry, $15 to play, no rake. So let's go fill it up right now. Tambo will be back next week. Then he's gone again to New Orleans for the Fantasy Football World Championships. Guy's on a heater right now, so hopefully he can keep it going. Smash the like, sub to the channel on the way out, and use runthesims.com/mayo to get yourself that 10% off the optimizer, the prop tool, customization, everything you need to help you make your lineups. I'm Pat Mayo. Thanks for watching. I'll see you next time.
Pat Mayo Experience! Experience!